Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for this new word that says that we can boast in our weakness. And I thank you, Lord, that we need to understand why that is. That is not because we run back to the flesh and we are carnally minded, but we have taken hold of the great and precious promises through which we escape the corruption that is in the world. And we have taken hold of the reality, Lord, that as we have been born again, we are in the kingdom and we can see the kingdom. Thank you for that promise in the words of Jesus himself. And then I thank you, Father God, for the words that said we've come to the kingdom, we have come to the angels, we have come to the Father, we have come to the church of the firstborn, and we are a part of the church of the firstborn. And not only that, but we have also, just as they have got a name written in heaven, and that's why we boast in our weakness, because we run to our God, to our Lord Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith, that is extending this kingdom. And so we partake of the beauty of the kingdom, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, and we grow, we shine, because you turn the problem into a solution. You bring light into the darkness of our daily lives in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 11 from verse 30 to 33. If I have to brag about myself, I'll brag about the humiliations that make me like Jesus. The eternal and blessed God and Father of our Master Jesus knows I'm not lying. Remember the time I was in Damascus, and the governor of King Aretas posted guards at the city gates to arrest me? I crawled through a window in the wall and was laid down in a basket and had to run for my life.
Hallelujah. I like this in the message. It just points out, you know, when we are weak, then we are strong if we run to the Lord. If we are weak and we are carnally minded, we will run from the Lord, not to the Lord. So the reality is we've got to run to the Lord. There's a beautiful chapter in 1 Corinthians 10. It talks about the Israelites going through the desert. And he says all that was examples for us that have inherited eternal life. So we're in this life, been in this kingdom, we are in this life. And we see the examples. He says, if you in the flesh, as it was with them, you will die. They died in the desert, most of them. But we have come to this kingdom, this reality of God with us, the reality of our name written in heaven. And that's why when we call on the Lord and then the Lord comes through, we're not alone. We're now part of the family. We're in the body, and so we look to the head. We are in the vine. As the branches, we are in the vine, and now we tap into the vine. And so you've got this example here we read about this morning. He's in a tough situation. He calls on the Lord, and the Lord shows him the way of escape. And you can remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he called out, not my will, your will. And then there again, we see God come through with his will, kingdom realities, and Jesus overcomes. And he pays the price for you and me, so to now have this life. And we saw yesterday, we saw the example of Paul. He said that many times he despaired. When you despair, you're weak. And when you suffer, you're weak. But when you call on the Lord comes through. So he said they despaired unto life. But it was so that they don't trust in themselves, but on him who raises the dead. And so he came through for them, and he will come through for us when we always run to the Lord and not from the Lord. So be blessed to know you are in a kingdom that is righteousness, peace, and joy, and arise and shine and walk conscious of your God at all times, because in him we live and move and have our being. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.